We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
On this 4th of July, I had hoped to present an inspiring, patriotic, and tasteful tribute honoring this great country of ours. And I was this close.
We are coming on the air with breaking news for you. A horrific scene unfolding. This is just outside of Chicago. Authorities on the scene of a deadly shooting at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. At least 5 people shot and killed, 19 hospitalized. The victim shot along the parade route.
Thank you. Thousands of white supremacists marched through Boston today. The group wore white masks and was seen boarding Orange Line trains at the Haymarket Station. Some carried police shields and flags with them. They are members of a group called the Patriot Front.
Weekend, the Trump Freedom Tour, comprised of Don, his son, and a caravan of folks looking for book deals, headed to Mississippi, and I was curious who was shelling out the $9,000 to $4,000 for a ticket to see the show. Much of the country was watching the revelations coming out of the January 6th hearings, and surely these politically engaged folks were also tuned in.
Have you guys been watching the January 6th hearings?
No.
Have you watched any of the January 6th hearings?
Not really. I had a blurp and changing phones, but
you had to what?
I changed phones.
Are you watching them?
No, sir.
No. Why not?
Well, A, time.
You don't have time to watch a two-hour hearing.
No, yeah.
No. Not at all. How long are you here today?
Until 5.
Until 5. Which is right. You got here at?
I got here at 7.
7, which makes it 10 hours.
Right.
But the two-hour hearing, who's got time for that shit?
Most were paying no attention, and yet there were some paying even less attention.
What about what happened on January 6th? What do you think what happened there?
I don't really know what happened on January 6th.
January 6th, the
election day?
No, election day was back in November. Do you
I don't even know what.
Do you know about January 6th?
No.
So when I say January 6th, that means just...
Nothing. I don't know.
That's just a day to you.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the insurrection attempt at the Capitol?
No.
For almost everyone here, insurrectioning was a non-issue. It was the hearings themselves that were the problem.
I think it's an abomination.
It's just McCarthyism. It's a witch trial.
It's a witch hunt.
It is.
Yeah. It's like a mob of people coming together with pitchforks.
Yeah.
Saying, and we can't have that.
Yeah, with an agenda, here's the narrative we're pushing, and that's all we're pushing is our narrative.
A mob of people with an agenda, pushing an agenda.
Yes.
That can't stand in America.
No.
We should have an investigation about a mob of people.
That's something should.
Everybody would watch that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, Nancy Pelosi. She is very responsible for what went on then. She planned it.
She planned what happened?
I believe so.
Why did she plan to get attacked by a mob of Trump supporters?
Because she wanted to be able to blame it on the Trump supporters and have something bad to say about them.
Shouldn't we investigate that?
Yes.
So you must be watching the January 6th committee.
No.
So what was it people were watching?
2,000 Mules came out, and it showed a lot of stuff.
You've got 2,000 Mules.
And then this movie, I'm 2,000 Mules.
2,000 Mules.
Yes.
2,000 Mules is a documentary by Dinesh D'Souza, claiming massive voter fraud based on some cell phone data and surveillance footage that's been lauded by Trump, laughed at by Bill Barr, discredited by fact-checkers, and banned from even right-wing media because of its unfounded claims.
You notice, you turn on Fox News, I have never mentioned that movie. Once. Somebody's pulling the strings.
No puppet. No puppet.
And who do you think it is?
It may be Obama.
You think Obama's pulling the strings?
Or it could be George Soros.
Clear. You're the puppet.
You think it's possible that Fox News doesn't mention 2,000 Mules? Your theory, there's a giant conspiracy up on top in which they don't do it. Or the second theory is that movie's not credible.
I know the movie's credible.
Maybe sharing some of the committee's findings would break through this MAGA bubble. Rudy Giuliani was drunk the night of the election, and it was partially his idea to deny the election results. Buy it?
I haven't seen that. You're the first source I've gotten on that.
You haven't heard that at all?
No.
That Rudy was drunk that night?
It's an election night. I wouldn't be surprised if anybody was, so... Yeah.
You trust a drunk Rudy Giuliani?
I'm not saying I trust a drunk Rudy Giuliani.
The question is, have you trusted yourself or other individuals that you are with under the influence of alcohol?
I totally have.
Then what's the difference?
I am not the commander-in-chief in charge of the United States of America.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I think that's an important detail. If no one was willing to turn on the hearing, I decided to bring the hearing to them. I first shared testimony from Trump's own acting attorney general, dismissing Trump's claims of voter fraud.
I told him that the stuff that his people were shoveling out to the public was bullshit.
Like I said, you just can't be up 300,000 votes and then lose.
No, but that's Trump's attorney general. Does that sway you at all?
He's turned on him. He's been paid by somebody to shut his mouth.
Everybody knows the election was fraud.
No, he's saying the opposite.
He's saying the opposite?
Yeah, he's saying there wasn't fraud. That's bullshit.
Why?
Does it make you kind of change your perspective and your assumptions?
It does.
Yeah. So you're not going to go in there right now?
Yes, sir, I am.
You are going in there right now to see Donald Trump speak?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Well, good productive chat. What's your response there?
I think it's true.
You think Bill Barr is right?
Yeah.
Because he's talking about the fact that the election was stolen is bullshit.
Yeah, for sure.
So he says it wasn't stolen.
Oh, no. It was stolen.
You don't believe that?
No.
So yeah. Who do you trust? Like Trump? Trump's family?
I trust Trump.
You trust Ivanka?
Yeah, I do. I think she's very smart and very intelligent.
Let me show you. This is what she said.
How did that affect your perspective about the election when Attorney General Barr made that statement?
It affected my perspective. I respect Attorney General Barr. So I accepted what he said, was saying.
I don't know, that's not edited in any way.
You don't believe she actually said that?
Did she say it on Twitter?
It almost don't even look like her.
You don't think that?
It could not be her. It might be one of those, what, they got clones out there these days?
You think that was a...
It might be a clone, yeah.
It might be an Ivanka clone.
Yeah.
Hot take, my friend. Almost like you're confronted with it and your brain just does somersaults to figure out there must be some other reason.
She looks frightened.
She does look scared, almost like
she's
been caught. Frightened. What do you think?
I'm confused.
A little bit.
So Ivanka.
His daughter.
His daughter says
she accepts what the attorney general said, which is that the election wasn't stolen, that Trump lost.
What, is it a lie?
I mean, if you listen to these people, yeah, it's a big lie. And I'm fearful you're going to go inside there and he's going to keep telling you that lie.
We should go. Yeah. I think we're ready to cut this off.
Being confronted with uncomfortable information isn't easy to swallow. But this crowd chooses to live by the immortal words of the bard Rudy Giuliani, who said, "We've got lots of theories, we just don't have the evidence." Especially when it comes to Donald Trump.
I believe him and the military are running the country, and that idiot that's up there is a puppet, and Obama's in the basement. Wait, telling them what to do.
That sounds so crazy, it's probably not true.
You probably don't even want to ask me what I think about 9/11, so.
You got theories for miles.
Well, yeah, and I read a lot of stuff, but I know probably not all of it is true. But enough of it is true to know that we need change in this country.
Yeah, a little bit of shit in the pool doesn't mean you can't swim in it.
Right.
The political world, including a stunned and flailing Fox News, is still reeling from shocking testimony before the January 6th committee in which former Trump White House official Cassidy Hutchinson testified under oath that, among other things, President Trump wanted his supporters to be allowed into his rally armed so they could then march to the Capitol with their weapons, where he planned to meet them and join the mob in its effort to overturn the election. Honestly, I'm still struggling with words to fully capture the gravity and insanity of what we all heard. I think the moment that best captures just how stunned everyone was this clip from Fox News daytime anchors shortly after the hearing ended. The anchors tried to summarize what had just happened, and then when they were done, they just sort of sat there in awkward silence, figuring out whose turn it was to talk.
This testimony was very compelling from beginning to end. She obviously had access to all of the players. What was so compelling, I think, is how it was laid out. We always point out that there's not a pushback, and it would have been great to hear Jim Jordan or some congressman say some other angle to this, but the testimony in and of itself is really, really powerful. Sandra? Are you still here?
Indeed, yes, I am here.
That's like when you get in the car with your parents after they took you to a movie that had way more nudity than they were expecting. Fox also tried to discredit Hutchinson by claiming she was just testifying to get a TV gig.
It was like she was auditioning for a seat of The View or the Real Staffers of Pennsylvania Avenue or something. It just seemed like an audition tape.
You voted for a literal reality show host for president. Did you dip? Just memory hold the fact that before he was president, Trump spent most of his time in a fake boardroom yelling at Gene Simmons and Lisa Rinna over their flailing hot dog business. It was his last job before president. The Fox News spin was so unconvincing because the hearing itself was so damning. In many ways, the broad themes were the same as previous hearings. They all knew, Trump on down, exactly what was happening. They all knew it was illegal. They all knew it could end in violence, and they did it anyway. It was not a whim or impulse. It was an orchestrated scheme to overturn the election. And then when that failed, incite a violent insurrection to coerce Mike Pence and Congress into crowning Trump as an unelected autocrat. For example, Trump's direction to the mob to march down to the Capitol during his speech was not some spur-of-the-moment thing. It was planned well in advance. As Rudy Giuliani explained to Hutchinson in a conversation at the White House on January 2nd, 4 days before the riot, where Rudy told her the Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, was involved in the plan as well.
As Mr. Giuliani and I were walking to his vehicles that evening, he looked at me and said something to the effect of, "Cass, are you excited for the 6th? It's going to be a great day." I remember looking at him saying, "Rudy, could you explain what's happening on the 6th? He had responded something to the effect of, "We're going to the Capitol. It's going to be great. The president's going to be there. He's going to look powerful. He's going to be with the members. He's going to be with the senators. Talk to the chief about it. Talk to the chief about it. He knows about it."
I like that Rudy talked about a planned insurrection to overthrow democracy with the same naive enthusiasm of a 6-year-old who's going to the zoo. "Did you hear? Mom's taking us to the reptile exhibit on Thursday. She says there's an animal there who looks just like me." So the plan all along was to have Trump join the mob down at the Capitol, which, suffice it to say, would have been horrifying and impossible to contain. And Trump's cronies, including Mark Meadows, knew that things could get ugly, to say the least, and Meadows in particular didn't really seem to care.
After Mr. Giuliani had left the campus that evening, I went back up to our office, and I found Mr. Meadows in his office on the couch. He was scrolling through his phone. I remember leaning against the doorway and saying, I just had an interesting conversation with Rudy, Mark. Sounds like we're going to go to the Capitol. He didn't look up from his phone and said something to the effect of, there's a lot going on, Cass, but I don't know. Things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
He reacted to plans for a violent coup like an exhausted dad who has just told his kids are playing with a bobcat they found in the woods.
Oh, they're fine. There's three of them. I'm sure they can handle a cat. Kids, you out? Okay out there?
So Trump's plan was to go to the Capitol and lead the mob. And Trump also knew his supporters had weapons. In fact, when Trump found out his supporters were being denied access to his rally because they had weapons, they couldn't bring through the metal detectors known as magnetometers or mags. As you hear him say in this clip, Trump said security should let them keep the weapons so they could then march to the Capitol with those weapons after his speech was over.
I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I overheard the president say something to the effect of, you know, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here.
And just to be clear, so he was told again in that conversation, or was he told again in that conversation that people couldn't come through the mags because they had weapons?
Correct.
And that people, and he, his response was to say they can march to the Capitol from the ellipse.
Something to the effect of, take the effing mags away, they're not here to hurt me, let them in, let my people in, they can march to the Capitol after the rally's over, they can march from the ellipse, take the effing mags away, then they can march to the Capitol.
I mean, holy shit, I still can't wrap my head around it. The president was told his supporters were armed and said let them in anyway, they can march to the Capitol with their weapons, where their goal will be to overturn the presidential election and install him as an unelected autocrat.
You thought you was the king of America.
We've said this a lot over the entirety of Trump's political career, but this hearing really was shocking, and I genuinely did not think I had the capacity to be shocked anymore. Even Fox News seemed dazed and paralyzed by how devastating it was. The president and his team orchestrated a violent coup, and at every step of the way, they were aware of what they were doing, that it was illegal and that it could lead to violence. Trump wanted to lead an armed mob to overturn the election. Look, I'm not especially hopeful that the January 6th hearings are gonna magically change the minds of any hardcore Trump fans in the Republican Party. I mean, I hope they do, but we've been through a 7-year-long onslaught of Trump scandals, including 2 impeachment, a violent coup, and a sex scandal in which he paid hush money during a presidential campaign to cover up an affair with a porn star and lied about it up until the point where the actual check he personally wrote to make the payment surfaced with his signature on it. None of that really seemed to move the needle with Republicans, so I'm not optimistic the January 6th hearings are going to seriously influence the GOP, but I am hopeful the hearings will influence prosecutors in the Justice Department, because one area where these hearings have been shockingly successful has been establishing criminal intent and a consciousness of guilt among Trump and his gang of pro-coup weirdos as they were planning and orchestrating the coup. Take disgraced former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who participated in discussions where, among other things, he pushed Trump to use the military to seize voting machines. At almost every turn, key White House officials made it very clear that they knew they were in significant legal jeopardy. For example, on Tuesday, former Trump White House official Cassidy Hutchinson recounted in a damning comment from Trump's White House counsel, Pat Cipollone, after he found out that Trump wanted to go to the Capitol himself and lead the armed mob in overthrowing the election results.
We understand, Ms. Hutchinson, that you also spoke to Mr. Cipollone on the morning of the 6th as you were about to go to the rally on the ellipse. And Mr. Cipollone said something to you like, make sure the movement to the Capitol does not happen. Is that correct?
That's correct. I saw Mr. Cipollone right before I walked out onto West Exec that morning. And Mr. Cipollone said something to the effect of, please make sure we don't go up to the Capitol, Cassidy. Keep in touch with me. We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable if we make that movement happen.
It's amazing. We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable. It's truly mind-boggling to me that none of these guys are in jail yet when they themselves were expecting to end up in jail. Merrick Garland's still poring over transcripts looking for a smoking gun. Meanwhile, on January 6th, Trump aides were all on Pinterest searching for ways to accessorize your orange jumpsuit. And crucially, that comment from Cipollone was not just a one-time freakout on January 6th. As Hutchinson made clear in that clip, there were conversations even before January 6th about the likelihood that Trump aides were committing, among other crimes, obstruction of justice or defrauding the electoral count. Think about that. They even named the specific laws they were breaking. They literally laid out a blueprint for prosecutors to arrest them. I mean, how much easier can you make it? This is like if on every page, Waldo was holding up a giant sign that said, "I'm right here, you idiot."
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
All right, we have some breaking news right now. An Atlanta area grand jury has just subpoenaed a handful of key Trump allies, including his former attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and Senator Lindsey Graham. This is all a part of the investigation into former President Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia.
Well, look, this is a Fulton County, Georgia grand jury that has been investigating whether Donald Trump or any of his allies committed any crimes in these efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is a criminal investigation. So what we see from these new subpoenas is that this grand jury has subpoenaed information from Rudy Giuliani, from South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, and from a handful of other former Trump legal advisors.
Turn on.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.